Minions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up, we've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinions on the air.
Welcome back, welcome back. Glad to have you, glad you found us. Hope you're telling everybody you know, because if we don't get the word out and enough people aren't listening, we're going to shut this thing down, and I won't be unhappy. I won't be disappointed, but nobody can say I didn't give it a shot. Primarily, I'm doing this for my, you know, kids, and for all the listeners who said do podcasts. Now, granted, this is not a typical podcast. Most podcasts, I think, are at least half an hour long. Some are 3 and 4 hours long. These are going to always be 5 to, at the outside, 15 minutes. And I want to acknowledge AO Creatives. This is a company that, let's put it this way. They said a lot of the right things to get me to break down and finally put some of these, well, I was going to say put them down on paper, but to record them and throw them out there and see what happens. And so they helped me market that. I didn't need them to tell me how to tell a joke. I just need them to make sure the word gets out so people know it's out there. And if people don't want to listen, that's fine. That's okay. I'm out nothing. So aocreatives.com, if you want to do a podcast or have one and you're kind of stuck and don't know how to get the word out, websites also, they do websites. They'll fix yours up, make it better, or create one for you. aocreatives.com. Also hit the follow button so you never miss a joke. I don't know much at all about Saudi Arabia or princes or one of these other names, the Saudi prince. They got all these other, the Shah. I don't know anything about all that. I know that I'm glad I don't have to dress like those guys do with I don't want to offend anybody, but it looks to me like kind of a dress or some garb that's, you're all covered up. Even in the hot, hot Saudi weather, they got a thing on their head and they got all these clothes on. Thank goodness we live in a t-shirt world. But they don't. They have to adhere to all these strict rules. And so I don't know much about... I do think... I can't decide if I ever would like to go to... I just forgot it. What's the name of that place where they have all the money in the world? Dubai. Yeah. I can't decide if I want to go there or not. I think it would be depressing. Their police cars are Lamborghinis. I'm not making that up. Whoa. Their police cars are Lamborghinis. That's how much money this place has. Money everywhere. I think I would be so depressed, even though I have a great life and I have everything I need. I'd still be depressed that all these people just have all this money. Looks like an interesting place, though, to go. So this is a story of a Shah. Now, you've all heard of the Shah of Iran, the Shah of Iran. This is about a Shah. And the Shah's son is referred to as the Shan. So you got the dad, who's the Shah, and the son, who's the Shan. Now, this particular son, this Shan, is prone to seizures. I mean, like epileptic type, full-blown shaking, spasming, jerking seizures. So the Shah, who has plenty of money, has had to hire full-time someone to every minute of every day keep an eye on his son, the Shan. Because if the Shan has one of these seizures, these fits, it could kill him. He needs immediate attention and a medication that this caretaker has with him at all times. And the instructions are very clear. The Shah tells the caretaker, look, I'm going to pay you really, really well. I mean, no other job would ever pay this much money. But with it comes giant responsibility. My son, the Shan, as you know, has a serious medical condition. He has these seizures, these fits, these, I don't know what else to call them. And I need you to be dedicated to making sure if that happens, you're right there on the scene with the medication, the injection to get him out of that. And the guy says, sir, I won't disappoint you. So he gives him the medical kit, make sure he knows how to use it. He says, from here on out, you are with my son, the Shan, 24 hours a day. I mean, he goes to the bathroom in private. That's about it. So everything's going fine. Guy's doing a great job. And then one day they're out in a like a shopping plaza, and the Shan, which again is the son of the Shaw, says to the caretaker, he goes, look at that beautiful girl over there. And the caretaker says, yeah, she is beautiful. He goes, look, I know my dad said you're never supposed to, you know, let me out of your sight, but man, I'd like to go see if I could get something going with her. Would you just let me go? I don't want you with me. It looks like you're babysitting me. Would you just, come on, man, let me go over and just talk to her in private alone. Go get yourself an ice cream or something. And the caretaker says, look, I can't. He goes, please, please, I have no private life. I may never get another chance like this. She's kind of looking at me in a flirtatious manner. Please, let me go be with her. Give me an hour to be with her. And then I'll meet you right back here in an hour. Please. Well, the caretaker feels bad for the guy because he has no privacy. He goes, oh, okay, but you're never, ever to let your dad know. Your dad, the Shaw, he'll have me executed. He'll have my head cut off. And the Shan says, don't worry. I would never give you up. Thank you so much. So he goes off. He's got 1 hour to be with this girl. An hour goes by, and the Shan has not shown up at their meeting place. An hour and a half, 2 hours. And then all of a sudden he hears, you know, those goofy sirens they have in other parts of the world. And it's headed right toward where he left the Shan. And then out comes the stretcher. And the caretaker says, excuse me. He goes through the crowd. He goes, I have to see who this is on the stretcher. And sure enough, it's the Shan. He had a seizure, a fit, and he died. The 1 hour that the caretaker let him out of his sight, he died. And he is scared to death of having to go meet with the Shaw after he let his son, the Shan, go out of his sight for an hour. The guards get him, march him in, stand him before the Shaw. And the Shaw stares at him and he said, did I not pay you enough? And the caretaker says, sir, you paid me more than enough. I am so thankful. Now, I'll do the talking here. I'll do the talking and I'll ask the question. So you knew your job. It was very clear. Don't let him out of your sight. Yet you decided, for some reason, what could possibly have caused you? He goes, sir, he saw this beautiful girl, and they made eye contact. It was obvious she wanted to duck around the corner or go somewhere just to be with her for an hour. And I wrongly decided to let him do that. And the Shaw says, yes, and when you did that, he was hit with one of his violent seizures, and he's dead. And I have one question for you. Where were you when the fit hit the Shan?
Yeah.